Welcome to day number 84. We are up to Perek Vav Mishnah Ches. Now, yesterday we learned that when two people co-own or are partners on a field or a vineyard, so it's considered that everyone owns every part of it. And that's a really important for halacha. We'll see that in a moment. Every single grape is jointly owned. Every single drop of wine is jointly owned. So why does that make a difference? Because eventually when you split the produce, because you're partners, you're each going to get 50%. When you eventually split it, how does that work? Because I get my 50%, right? I have portion A, the other person has portion B. Well, the other person owns half of portion A, and I own half of portion B, right? We all own everything. So the way it works is that the halacha sees it as if I am buying out the other person of his portion of portion A, right? It's as if the other person sold me his portion of portion A, and then I sold the other person my portion of portion B. So we each have our 50% because we each bought each other out, so to say. Now, the halacha is that if the two partners have different statuses when it comes to ne'emanos, one person is trustworthy when it comes to tithes, and the other person isn't trustworthy when it comes to tithes, so the person who is ne'eman has a bit of a task, because the person receives, let's say the person who's trustworthy gets 50%, we'll call that portion A. So, of course, you have to separate tithes on portion A. You have to separate tithes on anything that you own, so you certainly have to separate tithes on your 50%. That's obvious. But now, on portion B, remember, it's as if you sold half of portion B to that other person. Well, you are not allowed to sell tevel, untithed produce, to someone who, in general, you shouldn't, but certainly not to someone who's going to not separate tithes. The other person's not believed when it comes to tithes. And you technically sold him 50% of that. So you, the halacha is that you have to then separate 50% of that which the other person gets. So in total, you're actually separating 75%. You're separating tithes from 75% of the, in that case, it was wine. We're going to learn about similar cases, but in these cases, with the partners, the person who is believed would only have to separate tithes from his portion. He would not have to separate tithes from any part of the other person's portion. So what's that case? Says Mishnah Ches, Shnayim shekiblu sadeh ba'arisos. Two people receive a field as co-sharecroppers, o sheyarshu, or they inherit it jointly, o shenishtatfu, or they are partners in the field from the beginning. So yachol hu lomar, the one who is believed on tithes, is able to say to the person who is not trustworthy, tol atachitim shebemakom ploni, you take the wheat from this part of the field, and I will take the wheat from this part of the field. Meaning that 50% is yours, and this 50% is mine. Or, ata yayin shevamakom ploni, you take the wine in this part. The bartender points out that we're not talking about actual wine, we're talking about grapes in a vineyard that will eventually become wine. So you take the grapes of this part of the vineyard, vani yayin shevamakom ploni, and I will take the grapes of this part of the vineyard. And in that case, the person who's believed is able to only separate, is allowed to only separate tithes from his portion. Why should that be true? So now we're introduced to a really important halacha concept called Breira. It's a very big topic. Does Breira apply? Does not apply? We're going to assume that Breira generally does apply. Breira means that when you clarify later on who owned which piece, it's as if it was clarified limafreya. It's as if retroactively, you always owned that portion. So when you go to the other person and say, hey, you take this portion of the field, you take this portion of the wheat, and I will take this part of the field, that's my portion of the wheat, then Breira kicks in. It's as if limafreya, retroactively, you always owned that portion, and I always owned this portion. So what does that solve? Well, very simply, it's not that I bought you out of my portion when we split it, or you bought me out of your, it doesn't work like that. And therefore, you don't have to worry about selling a part of untithed produce to someone else. You're not selling it. It's as if that person always owned this part, you never had a share in it, and I always owned this part, and I never had a share in it. And that works. It's beautiful. You never have to separate tithes from something that isn't yours, because you never sold it. You never bought anyone out. Why is that different from the previous case, though? In the previous case, we said there clearly isn't Breira, right? You would have to separate tithes from the other portion because you did own the whole thing. So the difference is, and the bartender points this out, the difference is that in the other case, we're talking about already harvested produce. You have these grapes, and then they were mixed together and put into, and now they're wine, and now you're separating. That's very different than in our Mishnah when we're talking about standing crops. We're talking about standing wheat still attached to the field, or grapes that are still in the vineyard. What's the difference? So Breira really only works when it is realistic that that really could have been true, right? When we buy a field in partnership, it really could be true that I bought this portion and you bought that portion. That makes sense. So Breira kicks in when I say this part of the field is yours and this part of the field is mine. But when the grapes are already harvested and then mixed all together and then made into wine and then we separate the wine, you can't say with a straight face that, oh yeah, from the beginning, I only owned the wine that came from these grapes that were scattered throughout the field that we eventually mixed together. Yeah, I owned all of those scattered grapes and you all owned all of those scattered. It doesn't, That doesn't make sense. It only makes sense if you're very clearly delineating from the beginning when it's still attached to the ground, this is my portion and that is your portion. Continues the Mishnah. Aval, lo yomar lo, tol atachitim v'ani sorim, tol atayayin v'ani etol shemen. You can't say it when it's two different types of produce. You can't say, you take the wheat and I will take the barley, you take the wine and I will take the oil, because again, then Breyer doesn't really kick in. When you bought the field, you were clearly buying it in partnership. If there was a part of the field that was barley, there was a part of the field that was wheat, we have to assume that you intended to buy all of it together, right? It was a partnership. If it wasn't that I wanted to buy the wheat and then you wanted to buy the barley, then you just would have done that. One person would have bought one or the other. If you're buying it in partnership, the assumption is both of you want a portion in all of it. So you can't separate the two different ways. You can't have Breyer kick in that case. So if you did, eventually say, if you did buy a field that was wheat and barley, you would have, and then you split it, you would have to separate maestros on your 50% and then 50% of the other person's, because it is considered that you both owned it at one point together, not that you never owned the other portion. Okay, says Mishnah Tess, Chaver ha'am ha'aretz. So now we're talking about two people, not that one is trustworthy when it comes to tithes and the other one isn't, but one is not only trustworthy when it comes to tithes, but is a chaver, trustworthy when it comes to tuma and tara, and the other isn't trustworthy by any of it. So, chaver va'am aretz sheyarshu asavim am ha'aretz. A chaver and an am ha'aretz who received the field jointly in inheritance. So let's say two brothers. One is a chaver, believed by tuma and tara, and the other one is not. So they received the field from their father in inheritance. Yachol hu lomar lo, the one who is believed, the chaver, is allowed to say to the am ha'aretz, Tol ata chitim shevemakom ploni, v'ani chitim shevemakom ploni. You take wheat in this part of the field that we inherited together. I will take wheat in this part of the field that we inherited together. Ata yayin shevemakom ploni. You take the grapes in this part of the vineyard. V'ani yayin shevemakom ploni. And I will take grapes in this part of the field. That is exactly the same halacha we learned in the last case. It's just repeating it for the sake of the end of the Mishnah. Aval lo yomar lo, but the person can't say, the chaver can't say to the ama aretz, Tol ata chitim v'ani saorim. You take the wheat and I will take the barley. We saw that in the previous case as well. Breyer doesn't work there. Or, and this is what's unique for this case, Tol ata halach v'ani etol sayavesh. You take that which is moist and I will take that which is dry. What are we talking about here? So as we know, when it comes to tuma and tara, something is only hukshur l'makabel tuma, something is only eligible, susceptible to become tameh if it at one point came into contact with one of the seven liquids. So in this case, a chaver, we know a chaver is not allowed to sell produce to someone who is not going to be careful at tumatara. A chaver is not allowed to cause any produce to become tameh. That's one of the criteria of becoming a chaver. So a chaver has to be very careful about that. So in this case, if a chaver tries to say, hey, listen, I'm going to take this part of the field, you take that part of the field, and it's Breira, don't worry about it. I'm not causing you, I didn't cause you anything that's lach. Let's say part of your portion is moist. I'm not causing you for it to become moist because I never owned it, right? Breira kicks in. You always own that portion. I always own this portion. I didn't sell you anything that will eventually come tameh. No, says our Mishnah, if you have lach and yavesh, moist and dry produce, it's considered like two different types of produce. It's just like chitim and saorim. It's just like wheat and barley. You're not allowed to do that because you're not allowed to cause it to become tameh. It says if you really were the full owner of the field together with the other person, and you are really selling your portion to the other person, which you're not allowed to do. Okay, that is Mishnah Tes. We'll continue with Mishnah Yud tomorrow.